every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on! It's Wrestling Observer Live, and we're live, sort of, 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. It's Jim Valley.
That's the most exciting type of valley.
The effing king of recovery, 6-0 against death.
I don't want to toot my own horn, but toot, toot.
Back because of the fans.
Each and every one of you.
The largest collection of STD-having trailer park trash The Rock has ever seen.
You all fat, neck-bearded, mouth-breathing trolls.
They don't have adrenaline in their soul.
And I'm not the only one who's back. Of course, you know. After last weekend, Brock Lesnar is back. Triple H blames John Cena.
All you do is be hurtful. All you are is abusive. And all you've ever done is bully me into being your damn puppet and expecting me to do it with a smile on my face.
But John Cena says, hey, I just do what they tell me to do. Either way, Brock is back. And, you know, as I'm seeing all of this, it's become very apparent how few people have read the lawsuit that Janelle Grant has filed. Not once, but twice. We'll talk about some key details. A lot of people are missing. And we're going to talk to, I think, one of the best journalists in pro wrestling who has closely covered all of this. BJ Bethel will join us. We'll talk about that. Maybe we'll touch on the ESPN and WWE. Of course, people saying, not going to pay $30 for this. Not going to do that. It's just going to be very curious. Because with my experience, a lot of sports fans don't care for wrestling. And a lot of wrestling fans watch wrestling because they're not really big into traditional sports. Stand by, it's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Let's go on live. Let's do this.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. It's Wrestling Observer Live, Jim Valley. I'm on tape this week. I'll be back live next week. Right now it's Thursday. And luckily enough, to join us live is probably one of the best journalists that we're lucky enough to have cover pro wrestling and do it legitimately. On the road is BJ Bethel. BJ, I know you got a busy schedule. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
So, last Sunday, SummerSlam, Brock Lesnar, what was your reaction?
oh wow. I guess I'm not completely surprised. I mean, you know, WWE, I mean, Brock Lesnar, he was named in the a lot of people know his name's all over the amended complaint and the Janelle Grant lawsuit against Vince McMahon and WWE. I mean, with WWE being involved and Lesnar's name being tied to so much of the suit, I was kind of maybe a little bit surprised that they brought him back. But, I mean, I think right now they're going big and going home. They're trying to eat up as much of the atmosphere as there is for the market. And I think eventually this was, they were wanting that. They were hoping to bring him back. I think that's something they've even said for a long time. And they just finally got it passed legal a couple weeks ago. So, and, you know, I don't think, I look at this week, people were like, well, he didn't commit a crime. You know, we don't know what he did. Well, we also don't know what he did. We don't know what he didn't do. It's not up for Janelle Grant's lawyers to decide what he committed a crime or not. It's not up for, you know, any of us to do that. It's up for law enforcement and prosecutors, but it's still ethically, it's a very, you know, it's a very sketchy choice, especially when you have a company it's had the issues it's had.
Well, you know, I was jogging my memory going through the amended complaint, the second complaint that Janelle Grant's team filed. And yeah. So there's a text from Vince McMahon in the complaint that says, you know, here's what Brock said after I told him that part of the deal was effing, Vince's words, effing you. And according to Vince, Brock said, LOL, that's your turf. She'll be ruined after me and leave your ass. Plus, after me, again, their words, your tool won't fit anymore. So, at the very least, according to Vince McMahon, his text, Brock was filled in on the situation.
Yeah. I mean, you could say that maybe Brock was, I mean, you know, on his point of view, you could say it was just body locker room talk.
Right.
But the fact is that, you know, Grant was very much an abuse victim at this point. She'd been in the entire relationship. She was being forced to do things with other employees there. And this was supposed to go down twice. They had two meetings set up. One of them, they actually had dinner. Brock drank a little too much, and it didn't happen. It was with Janelle, Brock, and Vince. There was another meeting that got canceled because of a snowstorm, and Janelle didn't make want to go because of the weather and because of COVID. And there was also Brock getting her phone number and was asking her to send her basically pornographic videos that were kind of disgusting. It's the kind of thing where I look at it this way. You know, if me or Jim Valley or, you know, regular Joe number one or two had done it, would they, and this got public, would they still have a job if they had a public-facing job? What would happen to them? And the answer is pretty simple. They probably wouldn't be around
anymore. Yeah, they probably wouldn't be around anymore.
But to me, you know, Brock, maybe that's why they're doing it. I also think they're also testing the waters. I think I saw your comment or John mentioned this. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they think this works and they get away with it. They try to bring Vince back. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at this point. Why wouldn't they? I mean, they obviously don't seem to care about, I mean, Lee Fitting still has a job there and he got kicked out of game day because he was sexually harassing the staff. He was running the biggest show at ESPN and all of sports. He got kicked out. Now he's an executive producer at ESPN, and they haven't even made a comment about it. The Athletic did a huge investigative story on this. And this is another thing that I don't get with wrestling people. It's like, why aren't you asking female talent about this? You know, whether they're having press conferences or not after PLEs, they're doing radio appearances, they're doing shows. Ask them about the situation there. Do you feel comfortable there? What's it like when you're working here and you're seeing Brock back now? You were working with a Lee Fitting. Jamie Horowitz was there for years. He got booted from Fox Sports for some alleged sexual harassment problems. Nick Khan's been linked to a lot of these people. He's been named in a lot of lawsuits with Fox Sports talent.
One thing I did want to mention, I've seen a lot of people call Janelle Grant Vince's girlfriend.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, she was just doing it for the money, blah, blah, blah. Okay. If she was Vince's girlfriend, why did the TKO board, or the WWE board, I should say, initially, the WWE board that includes the daughter, that included the son-in-law, that included Nick Khan and others, why did they unanimously vote Vince out if it's just a girlfriend?
Because it wasn't just she wasn't just a girlfriend.
That's exactly
they understood.
Right.
They understood this relationship. Right. If you go through the Grant complaint, yeah. I mean, they basically designed the allegations in the Grant complaint were that Nick Khan was put in charge of redesigning John Laurinaitis's office to make it so he could, you know, sneak in and out for sexcapades with her, you know, with a secret door that, you know, only a few people had access to.
Right.
People with the company knew about her being there. Obviously, they all knew about her. Everybody on the board knew about her when the stockholder investigation took place. And most of them voted her out, including voted Vince out, including his own family. When he forced himself back in, Stephanie bolted.
Right.
So this idea that, you know, they were just girlfriends and she's just looking for money and all this other stuff. This has been, this has long been kind of kicked to the side.
Right.
And I mean, and, you know, I have yet to hear Vince actually categorically deny any of these allegations on a one-on-one basis, like the incident that happened at Peak Wellness with the physical trainer, you know, some of the other stuff that happened.
Right.
I mean, it's clear that Vince fetishizes his own wrestlers if these if the stuff that's in this lawsuit are true, Brock Lesnar included. It's bizarre to me. People keep saying this stuff, and it's what I don't like about it is they're putting their fandom over the reality of this thing. And the thing is this is a company that would be a lot better off without having these people run it. There's a plenty of smart, intelligent people who can book a successive creative wrestling company. You do not have to be Team Triple H or Team Vince McMahon or Team Brock Lesnar or Team Scumbag of the Week to be Team WWE. You can still enjoy the product and expect them to behave in a manner where most corporate America has to behave, where they're not allowed to do these kind of things. You know, you know, I'm trying to think of somebody who could be named in a similar law. I mean, the NFL has tried this at different points with Ray Rice, but he ended up getting booted for a year. You know, there was a punishment involved. And to me, that's kind of the craziest thing about this is this WWE still believes it's in this quasi wrestling kind of old school carny territorial mode where they can operate outside the law and do what they want. And, you know, they can do that until they can't. You know, Vince found that out.
Right.
And that's going to happen with the rest of them there.
BJ Bethel, Wrestling Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
York.
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live, with journalist BJ Bethel. And you sort of see a conundrum right now, where WWE wants to be this big business, but they're running kind of like it's the 90s.
It's really been surprising what they've done over the last year. You know, as a company, they're really trying to push AEW. They're really flooding the market and trying to flood with TV shows. There's like so much wrestling on TV right now. It's ridiculous. You know, I think part of Brock coming back is to put pressure. And it's like they're running like it's 1997. It's not 1997. I hate to tell them this. AEW ain't going anywhere. They're not putting AEW out of business. AEW is going to be around to stay. AEW's deal puts them ahead of 95% of all the TV shows and content creators that are on media right now. They're about as safe as you can get. Right. They're not as safe as WWE. He's a giant, but they're safe. They're in good shape.
Yeah.
They're going to be, you know, and people were like, oh, no, what happens when the spinoff happens? What happens with this? They're top five, mostly a top number one show on Wednesday night every night. Nobody right. can make that anymore. They're going to land somewhere and land comfortably if something that drastic were to happen. And I don't see Warner Brothers letting them go. Right. There's a reason they got $185 million a year.
Right.
You know, it's only people who don't understand that are wrestling fans.
Well, and I think people also don't understand the business has changed. It's a content creator business. Content is king. And people, well, look, it's great to have an arena full of people. That ain't bad. But in the big scheme of things, that's why TKO dropped arenas, dropped house shows, because that's just a drop in the bucket now. And
yeah.
People see, oh, AEW only drew 2,000 people. And yeah, it'd be great to have 10,000 or 20,000 or whatever. Of course it would. And that certainly is a sign of something. But it's still, content is king. As long as you've got that TV deal, you're doing great. That's what matters now. And a lot of people are still in the past, like it's an arena business, and it's not.
Yeah, it all comes down to the TV deals. And I think within 3, 4, 5 years, I think AEW and WWE aren't going to be on the road anymore unless it's for pay-per-views or big shows. I think they're going to probably have permanent homes for Raw, SmackDown, Collision, and Dynamite. That's just the way the business is going. Okay. They're going to take it off the road because it's expensive. They're going to either build or find a location where they can put 2,000 or 3,000 people a week into doors. WWE's been openly talking about doing this in Las Vegas. Right. I mean, heck, they may start having. I mean, they're having Las Vegas, WrestleMania in Las Vegas again this coming year. It's like they may just permanently make it there.
Oh my God, you know what that means? Dixie Carter was a visionary. She was she was ahead of her time. God bless you, Dixie. Yeah, exactly. We're gonna go to Las Vegas or probably Jacksonville. So we're screwed.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to see the shows in town, you're gonna have to pay premium pricing,
right?
On which is already insane. You know, getting that's another thing of this with the WWE ESPN deal. It's like somebody added this up, and we were, you know, I talked about this with Ruben yesterday, and we talked about, you know, this is all over Twitter. It was like somebody put it together, and it's all like, okay, if you got like the Sling Blue package, you paid for Netflix without ads, which is $17, plus $29 for ESPN's new direct to consumer app. Plus, you know, I when you add it all together, it's like $93, $94 a month, which means to watch all the WWE shows. And this isn't talking about the library. Nobody knows what's happening with the library. Is it dead? Is Peacock going to keep it? If then you got to pay Peacock, whose prices are going up too. They're adding $3 a month to that. So you know, you're squeezing, you're going to be paying $1,200 a year just to watch WWE programming. That doesn't include if you try to go to any shows, and those tickets have been jacked up forever. I mean, people don't realize this too, is that AEW's gate price, you know, their ticket price increases were a big problem with why their gates fell.
Right.
You know, the creative issues were absolutely a big part of it. Going to smaller arenas has done well for them, but also the factor ticket prices are really going up. And it's like, how much is a WWE fan? I think AEW's kind of figured where they can pitch their fans at as far as money goes. That's why you're seeing them in the smaller places. And I think that's why it's All In, the tickets were very affordable, even like compared to a Raw.
Right.
But I think WWE hasn't found that out yet. Like, okay, how far can we push our fans before they get ticked off and either turn us off or they're not watching anymore? Because it's like you're bleeding everybody dry, and this is not a time to do it. The economy's not doing well right now. And, you know, inflation's up, and it's kind of crazy that you got to worry about, you know, the inflation of watching pro wrestling. But that's where we're at.
Yeah. No, it was trying to find it. Somebody was talking about, hang on, where, I can't find it. There's, WWE is running, I can't find it. Someone was arguing with me. About WWE is running some hockey arena. So like, you know, 9,000 people somewhere in there. And, they were offering $180 to stand at the top of the arena. And somebody was defending it. Like, oh, they've got this expenditure and that expenditure, and they're going through all these things. I'm like, dude, that stuff's already covered.
Yeah.
All of that stuff is already covered. This is just gravy. And look, yes.
That person, I don't know who it is in your chat. I can't read your chat. You're a sucker. Okay. Let me tell you why you're a sucker. If you go to a big show, you're paying tax dollars to get that show in your city. Right. They're getting tax dollars for bringing this stuff in. They're using your money. Then they're charging you $185 to stand in the back of a hockey arena to watch Raw or SmackDown or whatever it is.
Right.
That's just stupid. You know, that's just gouging you.
Yeah.
There is no defense of that. This is a company that, when it shut down for COVID, was still making profits. It's like, you know, this is like cheering for the house when you're playing cards.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get the attitude. I don't it either. It's like, if you really, you know, if you're a fan of this company, you should be outraged right now. Not even over just, you know, if you're not, okay, let's say you don't see anything wrong with the Brock situation. With what they're pricing, what they're planning to do with the ESPN thing, what they're doing as far as maximizing the amount of money they can get across everything, what's the deal? Like, it's like, where's the bleeding stop? How much are you willing to pay for this fan fetish that you have for this place? I mean, it's clearly an abusive relationship between WWE and its fans.
Well, and I hate the public money going for these events, because these guys got to travel anyway. They've got to go somewhere anyway. You know?
Yes.
It's stupid. It's stupid to compete for these things. But here we are. And
yeah.
It just feels like payoffs to me. But
it is.
I hate it. I hate, you know, and I get that it's tax dollars, it's heads in beds money or whatever. But I'm just like, I don't see the point.
The thing that really aggravates me the most is that they will fight you to the tooth and nail to get them to release, just to get the municipalities in the state to release the amount of money that they're paying these places to come in. And this isn't just WWE. This is the NFL. This is AEW. This is UFC.
Yeah.
This is NBA. This is NHL. It's anybody that has big events and they're getting tax money. Everybody should know exactly to the penny how much these places are paying these companies to come into their town.
It's public money. Right. It's public
money. I can't. Yes, I can't. I'm still trying to get Royal Rumble I'm still trying to find out how much San Antonio paid for a Royal Rumble 3 years ago.
Yep.
And the courts fight you on that based on, you know, they're fighting based on precedent set legally from like 30, 40 years ago. As far as like, you know, WWE would somehow be at a competitive disadvantage if they knew how much tax dollar money they were getting to put SummerSlam in your city. That it's a ridiculous argument. Why is that more important than the taxpayers knowing how much their government and electric officials are paying to bring these companies in? It doesn't make any sense to me.
In theory, it's supposed to be an investment that you get more money back, in theory. So it's like, we should know, so we know if this investment is worth the effort.
Yes.
And the only, you know, there's one reason why they're hiding it, is because it's probably not recouping what we're paying.
No. It is not. And my guess is that the reason why public officials don't want this out either is who knows what they're getting as part of this.
Right.
You know, it's bad on both sides.
Yeah.
And, you know, AEW is doing the same thing. They're taking a lot of tax money.
Yeah.
You know, they did the whole thing in Arlington. They got tax breaks for that. They got tax breaks from the state of Ohio last year. That was listed by the, you know, it was listed on the state website.
Yep.
You know, all I'm asking for is, okay, if a city thinks this is worth bringing in and they want to worth making it do that, okay, fine. But show us where the dollars are going. Show us how much. Show us if it's been effective. They do studies on all this stuff. There's right. studies on everything, like from how many people walked on the step, you know, bought Cokes at the concession stands, to right. walked on the street. How many, you know, why can't you share that? Let us know if these things work or not. That should be shared with the taxpayer. That should be shared with them. That should be shared with everybody else. And it's just another part of this, like, you know, you know, WWE seems to really be the worst at it, where they just really fight tooth and nail to keep anybody from knowing what they're doing.
Many different aspects of WWE business with BJ Bethel. Stand by, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. They call me Big
Bad John. All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, somebody in the YouTube chat says, maybe WWE could figure out a way we could pay with our bone marrow. What do you think, BJ?
Paying with your bone marrow, that's interesting. You know, I mean, they may want legs and limbs. You know how triceps and pectoral muscles are always on high demand in pro wrestling. So maybe that's a good idea. Maybe if you can sell some plasma, maybe you can dedicate some plasma to Endeavor investments.
Before you dropped off, I was going to talk to you about, you know, one of the things in this PLE era, since it's, you know, the network. So going back like, 10, 15 years, something like that.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. You know, the PLEs have been, you know, they're not $30. So they're just like Dave predicted back in the day. There hasn't been the pressure to deliver as much as they used to deliver in the $30 era or $50 era, whatever it was. Is WWE going to have to improve the content prior to going to ESPN to entice people? You know, if you pay to get the app, you're going to get more. I don't think they can do this half-ass content.
I think they're going to have to but that's a problem because they were on a 2-3 year run. I mean, you've been around the business for a long time. You know how cyclical it can be.
Right.
AEW was at the bottom of a valley for a long time, for almost over a year. They're coming back out of the top of it. WWE was in that position last year. You know, you saw some issues with Cody's title run, the bloodline. The Cena turn was definitely a low point. I think they try to make up for it with these moments.
Right.
But they're also just, I mean, the shows are incredibly boring. I mean, there's 6-hour pay-per-views with 5 matches. There's 20 video packages. And when they have a great match, the fans don't react, you know? I mean, I've seen the women on there just have killer matches, and it's just the fans are just sitting there. Because they're waiting for the big name to show up. They're waiting for the star. And it's like, okay, I'll go back to this. You know, is it worth paying $29.99 to watch the moment that you're going to see replayed on YouTube, Twitter, and every Ross wrestling podcast for the next 2 weeks?
Right. And in their video packages.
They're going to run that moment to death. You're going to see it on commercials. You're going to see it 500 times on WWE social account before it's on Raw the next night, you know? This is all stuff they're going to have to adjust to, but I don't know if they're going to do it. They seem to be in an arrogant mode where they think they can't do anything wrong. I think that's why the creatives kind of died out. I think they feel that, we got Cody, who's this great draw as a baby face, but they don't seem to really be using him right. You know, the Cena feud was a bust, but it wasn't because of Cody.
No.
You know, the fact that The Rock ditched out should have been a huge warning sign, I think, to Levesque and some others on where their creative direction was heading. I don't know if that's the reason he jumped out, but maybe they think they revived it with, you know, bringing Cena back as a baby face. Oh, he's going to retire. Then as he tries to retire, Brock kills him. But then look at the situation with that. Why couldn't you have Bron Breakker do that? Why couldn't you have Gunther do that? You know, there's plenty of killers on that roster.
Right.
I mean, you just had Goldberg on 2 weeks ago. Did we ever get Cena Goldberg? I mean, at least it would have been one match. I mean, he could have hit Cena with a chair for about 10 minutes and give him a jackhammer. He could have done that. I mean, that's another thing that makes the Brock decision strange to me. It's just, it's almost like they're picking things to do that it can most get into people's face. And because right at this point right now, they're not having problems making money. Even though they've had some creative lulls, they're kind of in that WCW 1998 mode.
Yeah.
Where they're making money, even though they got issues, and if issues right now are very fixable. And trust me, I'm not comparing WWE right now to WCW in 98.
It's all relative.
Yeah. That was a disaster that,
yeah,
you know, of epic proportions. WWE's
they're relying on a lot of gimmicks. They're going to the well quite a bit. The same ones. Yeah. Those type of things. But it's
how many feuds do we need between Seth Rollins, CM Punk, Drew McIntyre? It's like, I mean, they're not really bringing in, you know, they're bringing in a lot of former. I mean, people were jumping on AEW for bringing in too many former WWE guys. Now it's kind of the other way, and those guys aren't really getting over. You've seen some people on Twitter getting angsty when, you know, reporters or people on smart reporters and people that know the bill is the business point that out, yeah. You know, that these people aren't getting over like they were in the other company, or they don't seem to be catching on, or maybe they're not getting booked right, which I think is the real problem. But I'm with you. I agree with everything you're saying. I'm reading your comment from Luke Dorsch. I'm with you. I agree with everything you're saying, but the majority of their fan base doesn't think like us. I mean, maybe that's the case, but everybody's got a pocketbook. Everybody's got a bank account and a checking account. I mean, do you really want to pay $100 a month for this? Maybe they think they got enough hardcore fans they can. If they can, they can do it. If not, we'll see what happens.
You know, one of the things with the Janelle Grant lawsuit, you know, she talked about how Vince McMahon's library is filled with all of these psychology books. And it got me thinking how WWE for 40 years has, you know, pitched itself, you know, as a cause. Stand up for WWE. People don't see it as a profit-driven business. They see it as, I need to stand up for this. I need to defend this.
Yeah. And they have an emotional connection,
yeah,
with the company. But I don't know how much of that is just the people you read on Twitter, you know, who...
Right.
You know, you want to shoot me because I report what's accurately in a complaint against Vince McMahon. But the people I meet in real life, yeah, I had a few people say, yeah, I thought it was cool. And, you know, they don't really understand the stuff on the legal level like people like me and you who read it every day. But they don't behave like the people you read on Twitter. Like the majority of WWE fans I run into in real life, you know, they know of AEW. They watch it sometimes. They just prefer WWE because they like the more cartoony production. They're not in the scene. You know, they don't have to see a 30-minute classic five-star match.
Right. They like
AEW is geared to a completely different audience.
Right.
And so I don't know how many of their fans, you know, I think they have some fans that are super emotionally involved. I think that's one thing they've managed to connect to. And that's probably what Vince was looking to get out of the psychology books he was reading. But at the same time, I don't think they're as connected as they think they are. I mean, when Vince was running this thing really hard in 2019, 2020, they were losing their fans like crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and to think that, you know, they're at this point where it's like, oh yeah, we think we're infallible. And it reminds me of like 2020. It reminds me of 2001 when he tries to launch the football league, and they had a record loss year that year because of it. It reminds me of you know, we're going to get involved and we're going to try to run the XFL again. You know, we're going to try to do another launch of it. We're going to try to do a bodybuilding federation. You know, we're going to try to do movie studios. It's like yeah, those things are, if you want to try to do it and do it the right way and make money, but it's there's a stroke of arrogance of it where they think this fan base is just willing to take a beating financially, emotionally, you know, and to me, it's just, to me, I just think that there is a limit to it. I mean, the fans have told them in the past, a lot of times, more times often than not, look, we don't like this stuff, and we're going to vote with our pocketbooks on our feet.
It's a different fan base, though. I can't believe they put up with this John Cena stuff. Hang on one second.
Sure.
Okay, 2001, Vince was preoccupied with the XFL. 93, he was preoccupied. Business was down because he was doing the WBF. Let's see, business was down. Occupied with the XFL. Now in 2020, was Vince preoccupied with something? Oh yeah, Janelle Grant. There is an obvious pattern each and every time.
They hit a peak in business, they start feeling arrogant, and then, oh, well, we're going to shoot off in this new direction.
Yeah.
And if you read the complaint, and you read just the text messages, you see the interactions. It's just the level of arrogance in, you know, I mean, if this stuff is an accurate portrayal of who he is this a level of arrogance on display, of megalomania, of what you believe you can do to somebody you see as a nobody, you know, as somebody, is this another girl in this, your apartment building? It's just, it's shattering to see.
Well, we're talking about the guy who left his entire roster in Saudi Arabia when he was fighting with MBS. So,
yeah.
You know, that's the way he sees people.
Yeah. You know, this is a company that, you know, we, you know, just after Jamal Khashoggi got chainsawed in a Turkish embassy, you know, was doing work with the Saudi Arabians. It didn't care, that didn't seem to really care. They're more affected about the PR when their roster got held hostage on a runway outside of an airport. I don't know. I think that, like you said, and I think a lot of your people say this, is they buy into this company hook, line, and sinker for reasons I don't know. You know, I don't get it. Whatever this, I don't get it, because it's like, pay-per-view wise, they don't really pay off a lot. I mean, the Cody storyline was one of the few angles in a long, long, in many, many years they paid off well, that they paid off to the max. I mean, the last time they probably did that, maybe Daniel Bryan at Mania, maybe CM Punk beating Cena in Chicago. Before that, you'd probably have to go back to, you know, Austin winning the title.
Yeah.
Over Michaels. But they don't really get the big payoff as much as you think.
Right.
You know, they're not sending him home happy. But it's, you know, I just, you know, Levesque's kind of new to this job too. He's not ever been the top guy. He did it, came in, they were lucky. The thing that really they really should look at themselves as is that none of this would be possible without Cody.
Right.
If Cody doesn't have the problems, if Cody and his problems didn't pop up in AEW, Cody didn't even want to go back to WWE. He was looking at Hollywood. I mean, they had to really, I mean, probably the best job of anything John Laurinaitis ever did in wrestling was able to snag Cody Rhodes. I mean, they had to offer him multiple contracts. He had options for outs because he didn't trust them at all because of how they handled him last time. And he remembered how they treated guys like DDP and Booker T when they came over from WCW.
Cody's a smart guy. BJ Bethel, thank you so much. Tremendous insight. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Come my lady. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. I don't want people to misunderstand us. We're with BJ Bethel. You know, when we're talking about Brock, and we're talking about problems with Vince, and paying so much for ESPN, and prices at the arenas, we're not dissing on WWE. On the contrary, we want things to get better, and we want things to stay better, and have a healthy industry.
Let's see. There was a question from 86 Comp.
Yes.
There was me thinking WWE were a hot product because of these record gates, sellout crowds, and massive TV deals, but they're obviously on the way down because BJ doesn't like them. I mean, I'm not saying they're not hot. I'm not saying any of that. Their business has been very hot. I'm not the only one who said that their creatives had some issues. I compared them to WCW 98, which was their most profitable year when they also had some creative issues. What I'm saying is I want them to stay hot because for the sake of the business. Two, they need to look at how much they're charging the fans at this point. I mean, what me and Jim have been talking about, if you've been listening this whole time, has been, okay, they get arrogant, they get ahead, and then they crash. Yeah. And then there's problems. That's what happens when you're charging fans, you know, maybe if, you know, unless they can really get this ESPN app through a lot of cable companies and YouTube TV and places where people can afford it, and ESPN just has to get them to bite on the carriage fees, you're going to have people paying $30 a month, plus on whatever you want to pay. If you want to watch all their shows, it's going to be about $95 right now, the way they figure it. Unless ESPN does a lot of work to make it more fan-friendly or cheaper. This is a massive problem. Most people aren't going to spend or have the money to spend $1,200 a year just on pro wrestling, just to watch it, not even go to any shows.
You can follow BJ Bethel at Blue Sky. You can follow him also on X and get all of his links to his podcasts and other ventures there. BJ Bethel, thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate your time. I think this has been a great conversation, and I hope you have gotten something out of it as well. I'll talk to you next week. I think. I say that every week. I really should learn my schedule. Anyway, thanks for being here. Talk to you next time. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.